American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 30. Here is the translated text as follows, preface to Volume 10, Klexfins. Most of those who returned his scrutiny were complete strangers to him, for until the present term of the court, he had never set foot in Richmond. Doubtless, many of the spectators were prepared to find him a fiend in human shape. But though his expression was somewhat forbidding, his large, strong, clean-shaven face was not uncomely, and his giant frame suggested strength rather than brutality. Nevertheless, his small, snappy, shifty eyes had a dangerous glint, and there were ominous lines about the corners of his mouth, betraying possibilities of an ugly droop. Other indications of a quarrelsome disposition were not wanting. The whole aspect of the man, however, suggested energy and determination rather than intellectual power, and contrasted with the group of lawyers who faced him, he appeared at a disadvantage. But the moment the proceedings opened, this impression faded, as he leaned over the desk and listened to Mr. Hayes' long and not too ingenious plea for an adjournment. His gaze was so uncomfortably intelligent that the speaker, obviously embarrassed, made poor work of his argument. The trial of Judge Samuel Chase before the Senate of the United States, the first impeachment case reported in this series, for his unfair and partisan rulings and conduct, in the calendar and other trials, will be found in Volume 11 of American State Trials.